Mandy.
Katie.
Tom Glavine looks like he's about to whack you in the head with a ball.
You know, that'd be all right.
That'd be all right with me too. He's awfully cute. Of all of those pitchers from that era, he was always the cutest to me.
Yeah. We'd have to fight my sister for him, which I
Oh,
don't.
well, I don't want to fight for him. He's not that cute.
Yeah.
So, anyway. So, how are things?
Things are fine. Things are fine.
You're
How are
still in
things?
Nash
I'm
Vegas,
Nashville, yeah.
and I'm still with the wood tile ceiling.
Yeah. What's been
Indeed.
going on this week?
Well, I ended up having two Thanksgivings.
Way to go.
It was so nice. So my friends, the Walkers, invited me again. They do it every other year, and they invited me again. And I went and had just the best, most relaxing day with the Walkers. It was so nice. I think the last time we spoke, I was going to make cheese muffins with Tina, and we did that, and the dressing, and then we went and indulged ourselves in a big plate of food, and it was delicious.
Good.
We had so much fun. And then I was just going to stop by and see one of my best friends, Becky, on the way home because I had to get back. The list in my head is so long that I feel like if I'm not home doing something, then I'm, falling behind. And they talked me into staying for their Thanksgiving. And I was like, I did not bring a thing. My southern heart is just like plotzing because you can't show up to Thanksgiving and not bring anything. They were like, Katie, it's just you. You're fine. Come on. So I stayed and it was delicious. And in fact,
Good.
my food is one of the recipes that we had and it was so easy and so good. So I can't wait to share that with you. But it was just a lovely weekend. And then this is the last full week of classes.
Exciting.
I know. I've got Thursday classes and Tuesday classes, and that's it for the semester. So I'm very
Good.
excited.
Good. And
I've loved my
do
classes, but
you
I'm
have
at
any
the
finals yet?
no finals. I just have some projects, but I loved this semester. It's been a great semester, but I'm at the point. As many of the people about our age with seniors are, like, I'm ready to be done. I'm over it. As much as I love these classes, I'm done. So I'm ready to be done.
Well, good.
But it's been a great
Good.
semester.
That's always a good feeling.
Yes. And then, of course, Saturday, I watched football and Friday, really. It was rivalry week. There was nothing very special happening on game day except Saban was just giddy. Absolutely giddy about rivalry week. I mean, like he was about this close to having the jumpy claps. But the games, y'all, I don't. So there's so many things to discuss, not just about football, but like when did flag planting become a thing again?
Was so stupid.
And it wasn't just one or two games, it was like every rivalry game, there was a fight.
They were a flag. It was so stupid.
It was just, I was like, what are y'all doing? What are you doing? Like, they're gonna get a couple of the Michigan people got. Pepper sprayed. The hell? It's not that serious, y'all. It's fun and I love it and I'm here for it, but it's not that serious. Whew. Eight overtimes in the Georgia Tech game.
I
I
think I made
mean,
it. I came upstairs after the end of regulation and was just sort of watching the ESPN game cast on my phone. I think I maybe made it through four before I fell asleep.
Yeah, I mean, it anytime Tech plays, and I know, look, I got a lot of friends that are Tech fans, and this is, look, y'all are a good basketball school usually, but I think of that Louis Grizzard joke about, Tech ticket office, the 10 minutes before the game starts, or as many tickets as you want on the 50-yard line. But y'all, they're not terrible this year, so good for them. They obviously kept it close. I am not sure what that says about Georgia. We'll see how that goes in the SEC championship game. And then the Egg Bowl, Mississippi State has been so terrible. They've only won two games this year and they kept it close. Rivalry week is crazy. And then that big Ohio State fight with Michigan happened with the pepper spray, whatever. And then Clemson lost to South Carolina. I mean, good for Beamer. Beamer ball is here to stay, y'all.
South Carolina's been good.
And I like Shane Beamer. Why could we not have gotten him at Auburn?
I don't know.
I don't either. The Iron Bowl did not disappoint. I knew we were going to lose that game. It was in Tuscaloosa. If it had been in Auburn, we might have had a better chance. But I thought we played fairly well. I mean, if that's the bar that I have for Auburn this season, that's pretty pitiful. We played okay. How sad is that? Then Miami shocked the world and lost to Syracuse. What the heck? And the sweet little Syracuse coach after the game looking directly at the camera and going, "You're welcome, Clemson. Dabo, you owe me." Was so cute. And then the Aggies just could not. I mean, they could not. They could not.
We got started like investigating the Texas A&M culture.
Yes, it's nuts.
But it's, I have listened to, the Big Blue cast, and Sophie, who's a Mississippi State fan, went to her first A&M game at Kyle Field last year. She went to the Midnight Yell and the whole nine yards, and her whole take on it was, y'all are real weird.
Like so weird.
And so that's all I could think about as we were watching it. But being in the stadium with 100,000 people all yelling, like at the beginning of that game, I can imagine that's something. But all the rest of their stuff is just weird. And I don't think I realized, I mean, I guess I knew, but it had never really occurred to me that all those kids in uniform are just like play acting. Like it's just a military college. They're not really in any arm of the service.
They're not even ROTC.
No.
Stop it.
Might just give you like a whole new perspective on it. They're just wearing a costume to the football game.
Okay. I don't, I wish you could, sometimes I wish we had video because you would have seen my mind just blow, like watched it.
They may be in the ROTC or something in addition, but no, they're just like a military college, like the Citadel, or it's like they're not affiliated.
With any branch of the government. Okay. Well, I know, like, even it's non-sporty stuff too, like the ring thing. So they, there's this cute little mama on TikTok that has two boys, and the boys never call. And so she gets on TikTok and complains about, or not complains, just gives updates on what it's like to be a boy mom. And it is hilarious. She's so cute. They went this past week, and first of all, every one of the boys' friends knew who they were, even people that didn't know the boys, and it was mortifying to them, and it was hilarious to watch. But she was talking about, because she and her husband both went to A&M, the ring thing, they put in a pitcher of beer, but they let the beer sit out because it's easier to chug without the carbonation. So they chug an entire pitcher of flat beer with a ring in the bottom of it.
Gross. It's like, and you once you have a certain number of hours, you can get your ring.
Yes, it's 90 hours, by the way.
The other portion of Big Boo is Melanie, who is an AM grad, and her daughter is currently a senior. at A&M, but like when she got her ring last year, they went, it was like on a Thursday, and like they went and were there for the obtaining of the ring, and then they had a big park catered party when she got the ring. Like, okay.
I mean,
Well,
so
you
they
know, that's
don't,
all
it's
well and
not.
good. That's all well and good, but the whole freaking wearing your costume to the football game?
Well, the whole it, my point, I think, is that I think they're just weird all the way around. Like, it's not just around sports, it's around everything. They're just weird. They're very cultish to the
Which
point where I'm
I'm all
concerned.
for sweet traditions. That's all well and good. But they just have a lot of them.
About everything. So weird. I did not mention the Vandy Tennessee game because I wanted you to talk about that because you were there, right? Did you go?
No.
You ended up not going. Okay. But I thought I would leave that to you to talk about if you would like. But yeah, it was just, y'all, it was a wild day. It was a wild day, which made my little heart happy because I love some chaos. But we've got the championships coming up, the Conference Championship was coming up this week, and that will set in stone the 12-team playoff. I try to ignore Freddie Freeman, but like all I see is the under chin. He's like head back, staring upside down at Mandy, very uncomfortably.
Classic Weimer runner pose.
Yes, it's up. Okay. So amazing. Oh, Freddie. But anyway, that was enough. Like I did enough. I took a break. I saw some friends. Made some cheese muffins. So that was enough. I had peopled out by the time I was done.
When I tell you that I got up from the Thanksgiving table and just went upstairs before I'd even had any bread pudding, didn't
Oh,
say anything.
before bread pudding? Andy, you're a little
Yep, I was
glitchy
done.
today. Can you tell
Yeah,
on
sorry.
your. That's okay. No, it's fine. I just don't want to miss it. Tell me about your bread pudding. You skip bread pudding to go get some quiet time away from people.
I did. It was fine. I mean, it was, perfectly fine. It's just when you go from living by yourself to living in a house with one, two, three, four, five other people. Yeah, I know my internet is unstable. Zoom, thank you. I don't know what you want me to do about
Right.
it.
I feel the
But yeah,
exact same way.
I know, right? Listen, I've been here a week. I'm unstable too.
I couldn't have stayed that long. I would have gone nuts.
Yeah, so I'm still waiting on my surprise, and I'll have to say that I don't know that there's any chance that the surprise will be able to be good enough to justify
You stay in there
the
that long?
exhaustion that I am feeling having been here a week. Yeah, that's just it. We had Thanksgiving; it was fine, and then it was done. And I'm still waiting on my surprise, and I'm ready to be home now. Goodbye.
I mean, do you have any idea? Like, usually y'all are concert people. Is there anything coming up that you're thinking, oh, it's got to be tickets to this?
I haven't really investigated. I don't know.
Oh.
I think I heard Julie's friend Charlotte came over for dinner last night, and as she was, they were kind of whispering a little bit, and I heard somebody say something about, yeah, I think Charlotte was like, yeah, I remember Will loves her. And then Julie said, yeah, because she told him where he could get a tattoo. And so I think that is Julie's good friend Claire Bowen, who was it Scarlett or Savannah on Nashville? I can't remember the character's name on the TV show Nashville, the one with the long blonde hair. Anyway, that's who that is. And so I thought, okay, well, maybe it has something to do with Claire. And I love Claire, so that will be fun. That's what it is. But now I have no idea.
I mean, I would at least be protesting enough to say, what, when is this happening?
Well, we're leaving at 3, and I can wear jeans.
Oh, today it's happening today. I mean, if I was in Nash Vegas and I would be like, I want to meet Ann Patchett from Parnassus Books. That would be the biggest surprise you could do for me right now.
I've already met Anne,
Oh, you've
so.
met Ann. Okay, so that's out. Brandi Carlile, is she playing? I can't wait. You're gonna have to text me. You realize that, right?
So she's probably not here.
So yeah, you're gonna have to text me and let me know what this is because now I'm invested. I thought I would know by now. And
No.
is this your Christmas present?
I think it's part of my Christmas present, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I get to go home tomorrow. That's pra la la.
Bra, la la.
Indeed.
Love it.
Indeed.
I'm sure it'll be great. I'm
It
sure it'll
will.
be great.
It
Yeah.
will. Okay, well, Katie, I'm interested in this food segment you have for us here.
Let me
Talk to
tell
us
you.
about it.
So I stayed on my shots over Thanksgiving and I didn't eat a lot, but I ate a little bit of everything. And the only thing I went back for seconds for, I mean, it was just one little florette, but still, I went back for seconds, was this broccoli casserole. And I've never had anything like it. It's so easy. My broccoli casserole is the one that my grandmother made with like the cream of mushroom and the chopped broccoli and the typical one that I love. But this was surprisingly delicious. And it's got four ingredients.
I love that.
Cream of celery soup, sour cream, a bag of frozen broccoli, and one big old grated carrot.
There you go.
And I said, well, what do you do with it? And she said, mix it and bake it. I said, like, she said, just as long as it needs. So I did get 350 for about 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay.
What I think I'm going to do to make this a one dish meal is chop up some chicken and bake that in there with it so I can dish it out and have a meal, a full meal with some chicken in it. Because, you know, right now it doesn't have the P word in it. And I might trade out the sour cream for Greek
Greek yogurt.
yogurt. But I don't, have you, do you cook a lot like that? Like, I've never, like, it's fine to do like a sauce, like, instead of, you know, like if I'm doing a ranch dressing to dip stuff in, I'll switch out the Greek yogurt, but that's not cooked, right? So have you switched it to cook it?
I do it a lot.
Okay.
Every now and then it'll sort of look a little curdly,
Okay.
but it always tastes the same.
Okay. Well, then I might switch that out and try it. So, if I do that and add some chicken, I'll come back and tell you all about it. But yeah, it was so easy and so good. And I mean, you could dress it up like if you want to put some breadcrumbs on top, that would be a little crunch in there. That'd be nice, but it's just fine just the way it is.
No cheese.
No cheese. That sour cream and cream of celery soup makes the best mixture, but you could definitely, cheese would be delicious. Or if you crumbed up Ritz and cheese and put it on top, delish.
Well, good.
So there we go. So that's it. It's super easy. It was really, really good. Only thing I went back for.
Everybody needs a four ingredient recipe right about now
Me tell you.
with vegetables on it.
With vegetables. I know. It was so good.
Good.
Well, Mandy, tell me about your favorites.
After I quit yawning.
After you look, it's early. I'm sitting here trying to still drink my coffee. We're trying to fit it in, ladies and gentlemen. We are fitting it in.
Freddie Freeman likes to get up early, turkey butt.
And I don't need a dog because my perimenopause wakes me up early.
So my first one, I may have shared her before. I have definitely shared one of her recipes, I'm sure. Her name is Louisa Weiss, probably Louisa Weiss.
I'm going on Substack.
She has a Substack called Letter from Berlin.
I have not done this before, so I'm saying you have not shared it.
She also has an Instagram, and I think her Instagram is still, let's see. Yeah, her Instagram is Wednesday Chef. I started following her blog 100 years ago, and she would always take the Wednesday New York Times, because that's the day they would feature food. And so she would always take a recipe from the food thing.
Uh-oh, I lost you.
Uh-oh. You
There we go.
took.
Say it again.
So she would take a recipe from the Wednesday New York Times and make it and talk about it. So that's how I started following her. That's why she's the Wednesday chef. But I was reading her most recent Substack, and she's just such a good writer. Her writing is just beautiful. And so I wanted to share that. And then she also has a new book out that's Classic German Cooking is the name of it.
Okay.
If you have anybody in your life who likes German food, this would be a lovely gift for them. She released several years ago Classic German Baking.
Oh.
And that's, got all kinds of beautiful cookies and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, just Luisa in general is a delight.
Okay.
But her
And
most
I'm sorry, I can't find her on Instagram. Will you say her handle again, maybe?
Wednesday chef.
What? Okay.
And then my next thing is, I think you have already mentioned this, but I was going to reiterate it because I sort of polled several people who have still not watched it. And y'all, you just must watch it. It's required. And that is Will and Harper on Netflix.
I have
Which,
not watched it.
oh, you have not.
I have
Okay.
not.
Y'all have got to watch it. It
Okay.
is Will Ferrell traveling with his best friend, who has recently transitioned.
Yes.
And so in her previous life, she was a head writer on SNL and produced lots of Will's movies and co-wrote lots of stuff with him. But had always lived like
Lost you again.
when
Who'd
quite
always live
right. And
what?
so she finally transitioned. Pardon?
I said you're breaking up again. Had always lived.
Just feeling uncomfortable in her body.
There we go.
And so she finally transitioned at age, she's 61 now. And when she emailed Will to tell him that this is what was happening, his solution to helping her navigate all of this was to say, well, why don't we take a road trip? Because in her previous life, she always loved to take road trips and to go to like dive bars. And, she wasn't feeling like she would be safe doing that now.
Right.
So Will was like, well, why don't we do that? And I can help you navigate all of this and you can sort of test it out and see. Because let's be honest, anybody can go anywhere with Will Ferrell and be fine,
And be
right?
absolutely fine and be welcomed with open arms and loved on and all the things.
So, that's what they did. And it was just, Will Ferrell is just the sweetest. My sister came home from work on Monday. We watched it Sunday night. And she came home from work on Monday and was like, I was just thinking about Will Ferrell today and what a good friend he is.
I know,
Like,
right?
it is just beautiful. Y'all must watch it. It is required watching.
Okay. I've been meaning to watch it, but I just have not, so.
My next thing is Sorrel Shoes, the brand Sorrel. They're running, they keep, I think their Cyber Monday sale is going like through the rest of the week. But
Okay.
they're just like the VIP of my current shoe collection. I have a pair of Chelsea boots, and also have a pair of sneakers, both of which are waterproof. And they were really like, they're comfortable, they're waterproof, they're cute. They were like the VIP of London, walking around in those shoes. I walked all over New York, I walked all over London in these shoes. So, like, I just highly recommend if you're looking. And I had looked at Sorrel shoes for a long time and just would never pull the trigger on them. But I'm just
Yeah.
gonna tell y'all, they're worth it. You should pull the trigger on
I love it.
Solutions. If you see some you like, go ahead and get them.
Love it.
And then the last thing is you can get this on pu in Publix, which y'all know I don't love Publix. So for me to be recommending anything at Publix,
Right.
it is a flavor of Barney's coffee. You can probably get it somewhere else. I just know you can get it at Publix. But it's a flavor of Barney's coffee, and it's called Santa's White Christmas. And
So
it
is it,
is
it's not a creamer, it's an actual coffee.
correct. And it's sort of a coconutty, Christmassy sort of delicious concoction. And I was drinking some this morning, as a matter of fact, because all my sister has is flavored espresso, and I cannot do artificial flavors. So instead, apparently, unless it's, an artificial coconut flavor and smells like Christmas coffee, that I can do. Cannot do your vanilla espresso.
Oh.
But Santa's White Christmas, I can handle, and it is
Love that.
delightful. So yeah, that's. I will also say, if you are looking for like a Christmas flavored sort of
Yeah.
coffee, Trader Joe's has a delicious winter blend,
Oh.
but I don't know that they have it in any form other than ground. So you kind of have to
Okay.
be a regular old coffee maker to make that, but it is
Gotcha.
really good. So that's where we are.
Yay. Oh, Freddie Freeman looks like he's been deheaded.
He's lost his head.
He's lost his head. It's all tucked up underneath somewhere.
Don't even
Wow.
know what it is.
Poor dog. Mandy, how's your Christmas shopping coming?
What?
Same. Same. I don't know. Maybe we'll do a gift guide next week.
You know what? I don't think I have it in me.
I don't
I don't
either.
think the world needs another gift guide.
Yeah.
I think
Yeah.
there are 8 million
Think
and
you're right.
11 gift guides out there.
Yeah. And there's nothing special that I'm doing, really. I mean, I don't need stuff. I don't want to move anything else.
I mean,
So I have told people like I don't just don't. I don't want to move it.
yeah, there's enough.
Here my one tip is Bitter Southerner. Anything on the Bitter Southerner shop, do that. The books, the clothes, the sweatshirts, the t-shirts, all the things. Do that.
That's a good one.
That's it. That's my gift card right there.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
But it's giving me anxiety at this point. All the gift guides and sales and like
Yeah.
whatever happened to Black Friday and
I know.
Cyber Monday?
Well, I will say, so I looked around at some of the sales at my typical websites like Anthro and whatever. The best deals, I don't even know if they're still going. Were at J. Crew on their sweaters. They were 50% off. But other than that, I mean, it wasn't like this tremendous. There was nothing I just had to have. So I got a couple sweaters.
I don't care if they're giving it away for free at this point. Quit emailing me about it.
Yeah, I'm getting so many emails.
Enough already.
Yeah.
It's giving me anxiety.
I know, I don't like it.
So,
I
yeah.
don't like it. And I've decided I'm not decorating at all this year. I'm not putting a dadgum thing up. I gotta pack it and move it. I don't want to see it until I have to pack it and move it. So I'm not doing a dadgum thing.
I'm contemplating whether or not I'm going to either because I don't get back until tomorrow,
Yeah.
and then I'll be headed back up here,
Yeah. So for a week that you'll see it, I mean,
Yeah.
that's just
So I don't know. I may
the
do
joys of living by yourself means that you're the only one that affects, and if you don't want to do it, it doesn't matter. You don't have to do it.
Yeah, I started to say I may do it just because when I get back, I'll be back like on the 28th. So I don't know. I may
So you'll
do
have the 12
it.
days of Christmas.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yep. Look, grace abounds. Here's what I'm going to say about all of this season. Give yourself so much grace. If you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Yeah.
The world will not quit turning.
Yep.
So that's what I'm going to say. Well, I can't wait to hear all about whatever the surprise is. I expect to get a message as soon as you know, because I'll be waiting with bated breath.
You and about the other people.
Yep. What else are you doing? You're just doing that today, whatever the surprise is, and then driving home?
Well, I'm working, dealing with my mother, and having a surprise.
There we go. Well, I've got two more chapel services at Candler before I move, and so I'm going to try not to cry at either one of them. One of them is one of my favorite services, is the Magnificat. And so, anyway, I'm excited about that. That's about it.
Good. Well,
That's about it.
I hope you have a good week and get lots done and
I
feel good
will.
about all the
Yes, all the
conditions.
things.
Yep.
All right, friends, y'all have a great week, and we'll come back and see you next week.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.